I'm not sure I can do that with you. Just a second. I got to go talk to my wife here. Sure. Everybody be run all over the place on fire. Just, you know.
Why not? Could it be that America's full of mostly false converts with a false gospel and a false Jesus that Paul warned about in 2 Corinthians 11?
It could be.
Do you know the biblical gospel?
Yes.
What is it? Share it with us.
I mean,
how do I find eternal life? Be complete.
Okay. I know that I'm a sinner.
Okay.
And that Christ died on the cross for me.
Okay.
And rose on the third day. And I totally surrender I'm sorry for my sins. I totally surrender my heart over to the Lord. That's Jesus Christ, Lord, into my heart.
Okay.
And then live the gospel, go out, spread the word.
Okay. So you got a lot of good components there. Can I kind of round it out for you? Let me help you.
Sure.
So Christ came into the world, we agree, fully man, fully God, shed his blood, rose again, he defeats death, and he covers our sin, right? So then by repentance, you kind of mentioned repentance. You didn't say the word, but
I'm
the
sorry,
action.
I
got you.
I'm sorry
so
for my sin,
by
yeah.
repentance,
turn.
You're sorry from it, you turn
you
away
turn,
from
you
it.
Turn, you
so,
do a 180.
But what are the sins of the American churches or American culture? The sins are we live in our flesh a lot. The sins are we practice man-made religion.
Right.
And the sins are that we're following Satan's system, which is this whole culture.
Right.
So we got to repent and turn from that. And when the Bible says when God sees a willing vessel, he's willing to give the Holy Spirit in Acts 5. You'll be born again.
Right.
You believe you're born again?
Yes.
Okay. You'll be born again by the Spirit of God. And when you're born again by the Spirit of God, have you ever been married? Or are you married?
Yes.
Okay.
Married.
So when you're married, do you love your wife?
Very much.
Are you faithful to her?
Yeah, all the way.
Or do you beat her and starve her to death?
I haven't yet.
There you go. So you love your wife. That's the fruit that you love your wife. You're in a marriage covenant. Now, what's the fruit that we're in God's blood covenant? What should the fruit be? Do we go and play spiritual harlotry with the world?
No, we love Jesus and do everything
right.
breath for Jesus.
Right. So by faith in this glorious Savior and repentance and this new life we get, the fruit that we're of him is holiness and obedience. And the Bible calls his people out of the world. So we go, you see us, we go into the world, but you clearly can tell we're not of this. We stand against it. We're separate. We don't dress like it. The Bible actually tells us how to dress. We don't talk like it. We don't act like it. One young man just said, well, I'm only going in here to get food. And I said, can I ask you a question? I said, can you get food somewhere else? And he goes, yeah. This is like entertainment. This is like America. What just passed? The Super Bowl.
I mean,
all about flesh. Well, I don't know. I don't know about wrong. My point is, America is full of this. You know, you get the average Christian, they'll go, whoa, is it wrong to go in here? Okay, so is it wrong to walk in there? Okay, what do they do when they go home? Is it wrong to turn on the TV? What do they do? Is it wrong to watch the news and get political and have my hope in politics? Is it wrong to dress like the culture and pride and vanity that God says is an abomination? The point is, a little bit of leaven. What does it do? The Bible says it leavens the whole loaf. So also, if we're claiming to be of Christ, what does it do for our witness? If we just go and walk through the world like them, how does that help our witness to be different? You're talking to us because we're different. If we just walked in there, you'd go, hey, some guys that dress a little different, but whatever. We're standing here talking about Christ, the gospel, lifting him up because we're different. I would encourage you, do you go to a church system?
Oh, yeah.
Can I ask you the name of it?
First Baptist Church.
Okay.
Melbourne.
So, brother, tell them about the Baptist. What would we say about the Baptist Church, brother?
They don't have a gospel that calls you out of the world, I would say. That's a big one.
Yeah.
Are they a once saved, always saved? Kind of like you're sealed with the Holy Spirit.
Do you believe that? Do you believe you can't lose your salvation?
Yeah, I don't.
Jesus says you can.
Well.
The Baptists were invented by men. You got to follow Christ.
Right.
In John 6, real quick. People say that you can't lose your salvation. You can't turn away. In John 6, a whole bunch of disciples left Jesus. And Jesus turns to his true disciples. And you know what he says? Will you leave too? That means you can leave the Lord and lose your salvation. So go a lot deeper. You got a gospel card. We got a 10-point test on our website, all for free. We don't want your money. But this makes you a friend of the world. And that means the wrath of God is coming. You got to come out and be a friend of God. Can't spread the word in there unless you're different. You can't go in and claim to be of God. Sir, test yourself. What did Jesus say? My sheep are not of the world.
I mean, I'm just looking at what's that.
What are we supposed to be doing? The Bible says redeem the time. He said, go, preach the gospel, make disciples, teach them to obey. Shall we just go and walk through the Satan's kingdom? Entertaining ourselves. Pray about it, sir. And open the scriptures and he'll convict your heart and then contact us. We'd love to help you go much deeper. The Baptist faith is deceiving you because they're just like the world. Turn and repent. Seek the kingdom. We love you.